It's our final locker room chats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're dialed into KNZA 103.9. We're talking Donovan West Hoops. We're joined by the girls' coach and Perry Smith, brought to you by Bedena State Bank and Triple L Tires. Well, Coach, again, we thank you for your time. It's been a heck of a grind, and we'll kind of get your thoughts on the season as a whole here in a moment. But last time out, you guys closed out the regular season last Friday at home, a win against Washington County. Close tilt, 52-47. Take us back to that. How'd you like your team's performance closing out the regular season?
Well, I thought we played okay. I thought Washington played really hard, and it was a good old TVL matchup. I mean, both teams, I thought, competed really hard and made some plays, and we were fortunate enough to make some plays late to win the game and kind of pull away there. But, to give them credit, I thought they competed really hard that night and made some shots and did some good things as well. But overall, I was pleased with our effort and the outcome of the game for sure. But, we just kind of gritted it out and found a way to come out on top. And that was the main thing, you know, this time of year. Those wins like that, those gritty wins are important because every night out, you're going to be playing somebody a little bit better every night. So it was a good win for us.
How would you just assess this season as a whole? You know, a couple years ago, you guys captured a state championship. Last year, kind of around that 500 mark. This year, you're 14-5. You've been a state-ranked team for a majority of the year. You guys have a great opportunity here moving forward. Obviously, the goals are still out there for you. How would you just assess this season here in 24-25 and just your basic words and just kind of describing how everything went down for you guys?
Well, you know, I in our league, Brandon, if you have an opportunity to go 15-5, I think that's a great year. And that's what we did. And that's a good year for us. With that all being said, you know, we won a state title with 5 losses 2 years ago. We've been to the state numerous times at Donovan West, you know, with that 3, 4, 5 losses. And in our league, it's hard to be undefeated. It's hard to be a 1-loss or a 2-loss team. So overall, I've been very pleased with the year. I think the girls have come in and competed hard and got better every day. And that's what we ask of them. And we always we focus very hard on being our best at the end of the year. And I think we're at that point. Our younger girls, we rely on a couple sophomores score for us. I think they've continued to get better. Our juniors are the same way. You know, we've kind of continued to get better every game and they're doing the same. And then we've got 2 seniors that have won state titles and been very big contributors on a state title team. So we've kind of got that makeup of, I feel that has the opportunity to do some great things. We just got to go out and compete every night. And if we do that, I think we'll be happy with that, with our outcome.
Finally, Coach, kind of a 2-part question here to wrap things up, and we always appreciate the time. The sub-state tournament starts Friday night, your first round game at home, taking on Pleasant Ridge out of the Northeast Kansas League. Give us your thoughts on them. I'm sure you haven't maybe had a ton of time to dive into them, but obviously some time the rest of this week to kind of dive into that. But when you look at the bracket as a whole as well, Wabunsee being the top seed there, Valley Falls, Mission Valley, Rossville, your matchup, of course, and then a potential matchup with Horton in the next round alongside Jackson Heights as well. So, again, Pleasant Ridge, the first-round opponent. What do you think of them? And then just kind of the bracket as a whole that's going to lead you here, needing a few wins here to get to the state tournament.
Right. What I've seen on Pleasant Ridge, I think they've got a player that's their main player. I think maybe a Bella Majors is maybe her name.
Yeah.
Scores the ball really well for them. Kind of their go-to person. And then they got some role players around her. So we hope that maybe our physicality and tenacity kind of shows up that night where maybe that takes them back a little bit, because, you know, that is one thing we try to play physical and we try to get after you and hopefully maybe we can kind of control the game in that respect with them. But they do some good things. Looks like they shoot the ball fairly well from the outside and she's a force inside and out. So it'll be a good matchup. And, you know, again, having a week off, you know, we play on a Friday and then we don't play for till this Friday. It's a long time off, this time of year. And I don't like that part of it, but it's the hand we're dealt. So we'll go out and compete and then, we always just take one game at a time. I mean, we never look ahead. I never have in all my years. We just take care of the team that's ahead of us, and then we get ready for the next game the next when that opportunity arises. So we get ready for Pleasant Ridge this week, and then we'll go from there.
There it is. Donovan West girls basketball coach Perry Smith, brought to you by Medina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Again, the Mustangs, the number 4 seed in the sub-state. They'll get Pleasant Ridge on Friday night at home. First round matchup, 3 wins away from a return trip to the state tournament. Coach, again, we can't thank you enough for your time throughout the course of the season. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck here the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Yep. Thank you, Brandon. We appreciate everything you do as well.